1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Conditions are getting worse as Hurricane Idalia hones in on Georgia and the Carolinas.
I'm Jim Crisul in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Rain, heavy at times, is falling here along the Grand Strand as Idalia heads this way. Some businesses have stacked sandbags in front of doors and windows, while a few have boarded up windows. Tropical storm warnings are posted for coastal areas of Georgia and the Carolinas, as are flood and tornado watches.
Idalia is still a hurricane at this point, but forecasters say it should weaken soon to a tropical storm. Meantime, Florida is in recovery mode now, and Governor Ron DeSantis says early assessments show this is not as bad as last year's big storm.
With Hurricane Ian, as soon as that storm hit, within an hour after hitting, there were frantic phone calls to 911 locally there of people that were literally drowning in their house. We have not seen that in the same way on this storm.
At least two deaths have been linked to Idalia. President Biden says he's sending federal aid to the South, but he has not forgotten about Hawaii.
I want to be clear with the people of Maui about what to expect. The work we're doing is going to take time, in some cases a long time.
There is now proof that Russia's working with North Korea in its war with Ukraine. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The White House says intelligence shows Russian President Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have exchanged letters about munitions for the war, and talks are advancing. North Korea, meanwhile, has launched another ballistic missile. This test came just hours after the U.S. flew a long-range bomber to the Korean Peninsula in a show of force against the North.
Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio's sentencing for orchestrating attacks on January 6 has now been delayed till Tuesday. The judge was sick today. Prosecutors want 33 years. Rudy Giuliani just got hit with a default judgment for defaming poll workers in Georgia.
A victory in court for former Georgia election workers Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman in their defamation lawsuit against former Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani for baseless claims made after the 2020 election. There'll be a trial to determine how much Giuliani will have to pay, but the judge says Giuliani simply defied the court and this lawsuit and said donning a cloak of victimization may play well on the public stage, but not in court.
CBS's Scott McFarland there. And some tennis players are now complaining that it smells like Snoop Dogg's living room at the U.S. Open. Security believes it's coming from a nearby park, but there's not much they can do. Weed is legal in New York. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Wausau is getting a new top cop. Brittany Merlot has the story. Deputy Chief Matthew Barnes, who's been in the police department for over 20 years now. Once Chief Ben Bliven departs, he will step in, carrying the legacy of previous chiefs, but also building one of his own. Barnes says he plans to fight the city's drug problem with treatment and drug prevention and eliminating the demand for drugs. He also wants to help his officers with their physical and mental health. Barnes' first official day as chief will be this Friday. The Run with Cops 5K is coming up soon. This event for Special Olympics will take place in Wisconsin Rapids on October 5th, but registration is open now. This is a night run full of fun for the entire family. The statewide event begins in September, with the WASA event happening on September 29th. You can visit the website runwithcops.org to find an event near you. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 46. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Mainly sunny skies Friday, with daytime highs approaching 85. 93 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Like the LA air, that face, maybe it ain't fair. But you don't know, what you don't know, what you don't know. Ooh, so you wanna talk about power?
Some boys for breakfast, just saying. Because I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you or someone you love is in Florida, and you want to give us an eyes-on, direct, firsthand account of what's going on with Hurricane Idalia, last I saw there was at least two reported dead. You know, and again, Ron Johnson thinks climate change is good because fewer Wisconsinites will die. So screw Florida. That's per Ron Johnson. If you want to weigh in, let us know what's going on. Please do call us, 844-967-2789. It's going to be a test for Ron DeSantis, I think, to see how he manages through this. He's a guy with a lot of bluster, right? Like Meatball Ron, bully people and weirdly smile and whatever. Well, now you've got yet another test and there's people in need. And are you going to rise to the moment? And I think it's worthy of mention that Joe Biden has promised aid, and he did so before the hurricane hit. And unlike Donald Trump, he's not going to make that aid contingent upon the political agreement of that state, the political agreement of the folks that are in leadership in that state. He's just going to provide the aid that every Floridian who is harmed and hurt and potentially made homeless by this hurricane. That's leadership. Let's see if Ron can keep himself from politicizing this moment, because that's the test of leadership. When the chips are down and lives are at stake, can you rise above the fracas? So watch this space. Again, if you or someone you know and love is in Florida, can give us an eyewitness account, please do give us a call here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. Much to talk about today. Enrique Tarrio was supposed to be sentenced. The judge got sick. Enrique Tarrio is the leader of the Proud Boys. He's been convicted of seditious conspiracy, and the DOJ has asked for 33 years in prison. So he and another one of his, I think there's four other people that have been convicted that are being sentenced in front of this judge. And it looks like most of them are going to be delayed to sometime next week. So watch this space. I'll certainly weigh in on that when it happens. But there were two other Trump-adjacent things that happened in American courts today that I want to talk about before we get to the cluster blankety-blank that is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the first one I want to start with, oh, I forgot one thing. Before we get there, Anya, I really want to take a minute and have everybody observe what's going on with Mitch McConnell. And I think maybe the thing speaks best for itself, Anya. So why don't we let the audio play through today about what happened just a couple of hours ago with Mitch McConnell addressing a group of reporters. Go ahead with that sound, Anya.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's right.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're gonna need a minute.
Yep. So we're going to roll this clip again because I want to set up exactly what happened. I want everybody to hear it for themselves first, and then I'll give a little context. We're going to listen to it again. So he's talking to a group of reporters. A reporter poses a question about, are you, Senator, going to run again for re-election in 2026? Obviously, the age question is coming up all over the place in politics right now. Frankly, being a Gen Xer myself, I'm 46, we could talk a lot about sort of Gen Xers in absentia from the political scene, but that's a topic for a different day. So he's been asked this question. There's a big pause, and then he sort of mumbles and asks for the question to be repeated. That's where this audio picks up, and the reporter is repeating the question. I know it's a little bit hard to hear, so crank it on up, Anya. We're going to let it roll again because it is concerning. Go ahead and let's hear it.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026.
Oh, that's right.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're going to need a minute. Senator. Penny.
Yep. Okay.
Somebody else have a question? Please speak up.
Yeah. About what?
It's not good. My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. Please do not become incapacitated. And I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions. But he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump. I'll never give him credit, but he's the absence of evil doing when it comes to Donald Trump. His policies have evil impacts, very hurtful, harmful impacts. I disagree with him on almost every possible policy you can think of. But I think we all should be sending whatever human consciousness we can to help Senator McConnell stick with this term and to remain in leadership in the Senate, because boy, that would be a very scary power vacuum in the Senate. We're hearing from some of our Facebook friends who are watching. You can always watch me live on Facebook, also on YouTube. It has to be hard for his family right now to watch this happen. He's always been a politician, very much in control, and he's clearly not in control right now. Very sad to see. It is, and it should be scary for all of us. And on the flip side, can you imagine what would be happening on Newsmax and OAN and Faux News if President Biden did that? If you haven't seen these videos, when you watch the video of this basically happening, what, like a month ago, and then you watch this one, it is terrifying. We're hearing from one of our WAUK listeners on the text line. I can't stand the man, but as a human being, it is terrifying to watch. Also from a listener on WMDX, looks pretty sad. He's lost weight and he looks very confused. Yeah. There are 80 plus year olds octogenarians in the literal sense who are still kicking, right? Still got it, still doing the thing, still vibrant, still active. I mean, for crying out loud, President Biden works out more than I do. I mean, the guy's logging, what, like 4 or 5 days a week in the gym? Now, I know Joe can get a little mealy-mouthed and sort of prattle on, but can't we all after a long day? I certainly have. But this is a moment where you're seeing one of the only people who hasn't bowed down at the MAGA altar in this compromised state. That should be a moment of concern for us all. So I hope you join me today and again, sending everything that we can in our human consciousness to Senator McConnell and his family. Please hang on, sir. The country needs you. Not to enact any policies, mind you, but to just not be yet another one that trades integrity for power. So, getting back to the topics of the day, two cases where major legal activity happened today, and I'm going to talk about both of them. If I do not have time to get to the Wisconsin Supreme Court blankety-blank show, I will tomorrow. What happened in these two cases today, one you probably haven't heard of, the other I've talked about on the air, to me was just their watersheds. They're watershed moments because you're starting, you know, these fissures, these cracks in this wall of ignorance and hate and lies and deceit. Those cracks are getting bigger. And today we saw two examples of that. Both in federal court. Excuse me, one in federal court, one in state court. So the first case that I'm going to just get us started on is the Giuliani defamation case in Georgia. Again, we're talking about the two Georgia elections workers who Giuliani admitted in a court filing in this case that he lied about. He admitted that he defamed them. The man used racist dog. I mean, they're not dog whistles. He was just using racist language to refer to these women, like they're passing around like crack pipes or something when they were, you know, doing their job and handing a USB drive to one of them. These were the people that, oh, they came up with suitcase of fake ballots and they're, you know, stuffing the ballot boxes. No, there were valid ballots that weren't counted and they were moving them. Of course, you know, no one on Donald Trump's side bothers to fact check all of that before they get on national news and talk about it. So this is the case where Giuliani has already admitted in a legal filing that he is a liar. The same Giuliani who, when he turned up last week for his mugshot, talked about how everybody else is a liar. Well, you, sir, have admitted in a court filing that you are a liar. And today the court had just about enough. And the language is incredible. I'm going to share it with you when we get back. I want to know what you think about these two cases after I lay them out for you. And if you want to weigh in right now on the Giuliani matter, you can do that. 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Face, baby, it ain't fair, but you don't know what you don't know what you don't know. I eat boys like you for breakfast, one by one hung on my necklace. They'll always be mine. It makes me feel alive.
bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill. 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Historic Point Boss for their Harvest Fair, Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Traditional harvest activities include apple cider pressing, corn shelling, making sauerkraut, and harvest produce sales. Buildings on the grounds will also be open for tours. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for students. Visit Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids for the 7th annual Friends of Rapids Music Festival. It's a full day of great music, including funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, and rock. Come and hear five great local bands and the 8-piece headliner, The Positions. There will be the FRM Kids Zone, food and beverages for purchase, and admission is free.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees. Uh-oh.
That should be my, like, ode to Anya for every show. Heck yeah.
That's so sweet. It's from the Barbie movie.
You're my inspo. I love it.
That's so sweet.
Big hearts. Let's go right to the phones. Dave from Florida, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What's it like down there? What's going on?
Well, actually, we're kind of back to normal. We were very, very fortunate here in Clearwater, Tampa area. We had some good storm surge. I woke up to about a foot of water in my yard. I'm about 800 foot from Old Tampa Bay. And then, of course, the intercoastal, they had the beach areas closed and all the causeways. But actually, we were, like I said, very, very fortunate. It went a little bit further west, and then, of course, Cedar Key took a good hit. But I have to say this, Florida does a good job with emergency management when it comes to these hurricanes. And then on top of it, we got lucky.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you and yours are safe, Dave. I've heard some reporting. I don't remember exactly what island community it was, but apparently they've been almost completely flooded out and effectively cut off, not unlike what happened with Sanibel, the last hurricane. Do you know anything about that? Have you heard from any friends in any areas that are more severely affected?
I don't have any friends, but I would imagine in Cedar Key, what ends up happening is you lose power and then you lose your communications and,
right,
you know, basically you're left to the vices of law enforcement and emergency management, and they don't really, you know, and it's sad in today's world, but they're not as straightforward with us as they should be. And well, a good example is what happened in Maui.
I appreciate,
we're prone to failure. All we can do is our best.
I hear you, Dave. Me too, brother. You always got a friend on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks much for the call. You are welcome anytime, sir. You know, emergency management is sort of an art form all unto itself. It is extremely difficult. And what Dave was describing, which I think is really important for all of us to understand, especially us folks here in the Midwest who don't experience these sorts of things. The specific phenomena that I want to talk about is if you don't have a Jenny, you don't have a generator, and your power gets knocked out by a hurricane, in other words, water related, you can be without power for days. So imagine yourself, like everything's dead and waters are rising in your home. How are you calling for help? So emergency management has to assess those things on a very real-time basis. They are making decisions about how to deploy resources. And it is dicey business. Florida's had a lot of practice. We're going to have more and more practice, more and more every year, because these phenomena are now happening with greater acuteness and greater frequency, despite Ron Johnson's assertions that global warming is good for Wisconsinites and screw everybody else, especially those people in Africa, because they don't matter to us here in the United States, apparently, at least not to Ron Johnson. I really appreciate the call. Again, you got anybody in your family, anybody that you know down in Florida, if you can give us an eyewitness account, some firsthand information, we'd appreciate it. 844-967-2789. So I was talking Giuliani, the defamation case. He's admitted that he lied about these two women. These female election workers also happening to be black. He admitted that earlier in the case. And what has gone on since then is pretty incredible. To avoid us going down a complete rabbit hole about what civil discovery is in litigation, civil discovery is not really a highly debatable thing. You don't have to actually even prove relevance. It may be relevant. It's only when you sort of ask for discovery of such a volume that's so clearly unrelated to the case that it's considered vexatious, will a court really rein it in? But discovery is where the opposing side basically gets to say to you, give me everything that's relevant to our case, to this dispute that we're having. And you are legally compelled in the United States judicial system to turn that stuff over. And oh, by the way, once you have any idea that a lawsuit might happen, guess what else you're required to do? Preserve all that information. You don't get to do what Enron did, those evildoers, and start, you know, putting it all through the shredder because, you know, the litigation's coming. Or in Enron's case, criminal prosecutions. So these two women asked for a whole bunch of financial disclosures, emails, basically trying to explore and find the documents in Rudy's personal emails and whatever communication devices he was using that he knew damn well they didn't do anything wrong and was intentionally lying about it the entire time. Now, again, just because he's admitted to lying doesn't mean that they don't get the discovery. They do. And basically, Rudy Giuliani has refused to produce the documents. So today, U.S. District Court, I have to correct myself, live corrections on the air. This is federal court. So U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell issued a 57-page ruling. And I'm going to read you a little bit of it when we come back from break, because it is outstanding in sort of the eyebrow-raising way. Judge Howell today basically said, you don't turn over the documents and admit you lied. Default judgment for these two women. Now we're going to go to damages phase. It is big. And we're going to be there. And I'm going to share some of that with you when we come back. The exact language from a 57-page scorched earth opinion from an Article 3 federal judge. Usually discovery opinions when people screw up are about 3 to 4 pages. This one, 57 pages, and the ladies win by default because you will not comply with the most basic requirements of U.S. jurisprudence. He's a liar and a cheat, and his name is Rudy Giuliani. I hope he sees the inside of a prison cell. I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back. When we come back.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Green Bay man known as Uncle Fester is back in custody. Pete Schwama has the details.
65-year-old Stephen Priestler was charged with 8 drug-related offenses after police raided his home July 14th. After being released on bond just 12 days ago, authorities are adding 2 new charges. Priestler, the man who has authored multiple books on how to make ricin and meth, is being charged with possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping.
Wisconsin hunters are preparing for numerous opening days in September. On Friday the 1st, you can target early Canadian goose, teal mourning dove, rail, and snipe open. On the 6th, bear season begins. Saturday, September 16th, the northern zone for cottontail rabbit, crow, deer archery, and several others open. September 23rd fires off the duck northern zone and woodcock. And by September 30th, hunters can take aim at the ducks in the southern zone. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 46. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Mainly sunny skies Friday, with daytime highs approaching 85. 93 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
within the network, which I think is so exciting. I also want to share that I'll be talking about sports a little bit more. Apparently, people didn't know that I'm kind of a sports nut and a sports junkie. The only two things that I don't watch any of, because no, I just can't, is soccer. I mean, I played rugby. I cannot handle the theatrics. What are they rolling around on the ground? I don't understand this. Just like 80 minutes of boredom for 30 seconds of something happening. I admire their conditioning. That's impressive. But like, you ever watch professional rugby players? If you know, like the best soccer player in the world and the best rugby player in the world met in an alley, I'll tell you who I'm betting on. It's not the soccer player. So I don't do soccer and I don't do hockey.
I watch a little hockey, so I'll help there, but I'm also not a soccer person. So
I mean, I'll go to an Admirals game with the best of them, right? And like guzzle down some Miller Lights and like listen to the fun fan atmosphere and cheer. I lived in Denmark for a while, went to hockey. I got no idea what's happening. One of my dad's best friends played for the Admirals back in the 70s. He actually, because of the missing teeth, you know. God bless you, Tim. Anyways, returning to the subject at hand, pardon the interruption. Oh, wait, that's a sports show. Rudy Giuliani has now had a default judgment entered against him by Judge Beryl Howell in Georgia, finding that as a matter of law, the two election workers are entitled to a judgment in their favor. The only issue now is going to be how many millions of dollars does he have to pay them? His argument is, yeah, I might have defamed them, but First Amendment. Yeah, Rudy, you don't get to call people crackheads and accuse them of dereliction of duty, of the most grievous crimes against our country on national television for weeks on end when you knew it was false, when they received death threats, which is what we call damages in fancy legal terms. I believe Rudy Giuliani was once a highly esteemed lawyer, so he would understand that. But let's get to the decision, and then I'm going to go to the phones if you want to weigh in on this one. Admitted liar, disgraced lawyer, soon to be completely disbarred, Rudy Giuliani, and oh, he might be filing for bankruptcy sometime soon as well. Grecian formula, Four Seasons landscaping parking lot, Embassy Suites asylum seeking, liar, liar, pants on fire. This is what a federal court judge had to say about Mr. Giuliani today in a unbelievable 57-page ruling. I only had time to get through about 10 pages of it. Believe you me, everybody, I'm going to read the whole thing, and you will have more juicy quotes brought to you by none other than Maggie Dawn. Again, he could have avoided this outcome if he just would have turned the gosh darn documents over that the plaintiffs are entitled to as a matter of just baseline, rudimentary jurisprudential procedure in the United States. This happens every case. It's like, oh, yeah, and we turn the documents over. We might argue for more, but like, we turn the documents over. I represented Enron back in the day. We turned the documents over. Well, not Enron directly, but one of its banks. I digress. Today is a day of digressions. Please don't send me any death threats. That's a long and winding tale, which I've told on prior shows. You can find them on our podcast space at civicmedia.us. Here's what Judge Beryl Howell had to say. Giuliani was chided line after line for, quote, donning a cloak of victimization and undermining the discovery process in what should have been a, quote, straightforward defamation case, quote, rather than simply play by the rules designed to promote a discovery process necessary to reach a fair decision on the merits of plaintiff's claims. Giuliani has bemoaned plaintiff's efforts to secure his compliance as punishment by process. Yes, legal process is often expensive and time-consuming. But when you call people crackheads and accuse them of crimes to undermine the election in Georgia, and you do it knowingly, when you know that that's garbage for weeks on end, yes, someone may sue you, Rudy. The judge went on. The result of these efforts to obtain discovery from Giuliani is largely a single page of communications, blobs of indecipherable data, and a sliver of the financial documents required to be produced, as well as a declaration and two stipulations from Giuliani, who indicates in the latter that the stipulations in the latter stipulations his preference to concede plaintiff's claims rather than produce discovery in this case. Let me unpack that for you. He's like, oh, I don't actually have to produce any discovery because I admitted that I'm a liar. So let's just get on with it. That isn't how it works. When you want to debate with someone over what damages you should pay and assert that you had a First Amendment right to lie about people resulting in death threats, yeah, they get to still comb through your finances. They get to still look at all of the documents, the emails, the text messages that show that you knew you were lying. Why? Because it's relevant to how much you're going to pay. He knows this. The judge continues. Howell said that his admission had, quote, more holes than Swiss cheese. Just side note here, this is not how federal judges usually talk. You have to get a federal judge like so mad for them to speak like this. More holes than Swiss cheese. And Giuliani was, quote, trying to bypass the discovery process and a merits trial at which his defenses may be fully scrutinized and tested in our judicial system's time-honored adversarial process, and to delay such a fair reckoning by taking his chances on appeal. I'll finish reading it, and I'll share with you the other juicy tidbits I find. But he's already been sanctioned $132,000 in this case. He sent his son to Mar-a-Lago to beg the orange man for more money to help with his legal defenses. He's selling his $6.5 million condo in Manhattan. He hasn't paid a $300,000 legal bill that he owes to the company that was supposed to help him with discovery. It goes on and on. And the result here for Giuliani is you lose. You don't comply with court orders on discovery, you lose as a matter of law. This is watershed. Because here's what. You are so wedded to covering up your lies, your knowing deceit, your defrauding of the American public, Mr. Giuliani, that you are willing to risk default judgment and the award of millions of dollars rather than allowing your documents, your evidence to be seen in a court of law. That is how willing they are, how ready they are to engage in an active cover-up. He will not let his knowing lies be seen by the public through the airing of evidence in court. What do I always say? Show it or shove it? I'm talking to you, Mr. Giuliani. You can go shove it. So says Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court in Georgia. We're going to go to the phone lines. Eric from Lodi, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, sir?
Yeah. Hey, so I'm not a lawyer, so I have a question. And I'm wondering if maybe the reason that they are not sharing discovery is because they're afraid it could be used against them in the criminal prosecutions. Is that maybe a possibility?
It certainly could be, though I would argue that much of that information is probably already in the possession of Jack Smith. So it's really about the specificity with which these two women would use that information to effectively potentially prove actual malice. And actual malice is a legal term that he knowingly basically went after these women, and that it was reasonably predictable that they would suffer very real harms, very real psychological trauma. Great question. Do you have another one, Eric? I don't want to cut you off if you got any more questions.
No, I was just kind of wondering about that because I know Fani Willis, I'm not sure how cooperative he was with her. So I was wondering maybe he's trying to stave off some Georgia issues there.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I think all of that is largely at play, right? But here I want to explain why this matters so much, because this case was just about these two women. It's very human. They were threatened. There were these people dispatched to these women's houses by somebody who used to be a PR representative for R. Kelly. There was some minister who had never met them before, showed up at their house. I'm here to help you. And blah. I mean, it's just bad bad news. And it's so human. These are two people who could be any of our neighbors. And to see just regular folk get completely decimated by this cult in a way that caused them such grievous harm. The focus of this case is, I think, why Giuliani didn't want to turn any of it over. Because it would put a human face, a human cost on what all of these lies have equated to. CJ, what do you have to say?
Thank you, Maggie. Here I come. You know, I think Rudy should pay for this. He should be gone like George Santos should be gone. But I want to point out a fact that...
Before you get there, can I just say, hooray, we have agreement on two things. Giuliani should pay and George Santos has no business in Congress. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so you're saying evidence shouldn't be destroyed, but you're okay with Hillary's 33,000 emails. And I bet you Christopher, the ambassador at Benghazi, I bet you his family cares about it. And that's the hypocrisy of your side, Maggie. You don't want justice on both sides.
You do realize that there was a criminal investigation as to what happened with those emails, and there was no conclusion that any of that was destroyed intentionally. So again, my point, CJ, is show it or shove it. CJ, my point to you, sir, is you can say whatever you want on the radio because it makes for a good soundbite, but we prove things in a court of law. Show it or shove it.
Yeah,
they had no
evidence
to prove that those emails were intentionally deleted. So insinuations aren't what we do here in the United States. We prove allegations.
We now know the FBI lied with James Comey, Clapper. The list can go on.
Are you just going to list a whole bunch of names and accuse them of all being liars? By the way, James Comey effectively did your guys' bidding by reinvigorating the Hillary Clinton investigation against longstanding DOJ policy a month before the election. Get your facts straight, my friend. Let's not just list a bunch of conspiracy theories. Although maybe you'll join me for another conspiracy theory game in another week. Good to hear from you, CJ, as always and ever. Mark from the SAC, you are on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, friend?
Oh, God, Benghazi, William Christopher, I think that was the ambassador's name. He chose to go to Benghazi because he cared about the people there in Libya. And unfortunately, Congress had cut back on the funding for defense of those diplomatic outposts. So, I mean, I just wish that would go to bed. It was not Hillary Clinton's fault that William Christopher died and those other ones died in Benghazi.
Mark? I mean, like, the entire, first of all, it's not 2012, and we're talking about a different set of problems, okay?
Right.
And I didn't see anybody storming the Capitol on behalf of Hillary when she lost the election, did we? And here's what. Unless you actually want to make an argument to me that Hillary Clinton wanted Americans to die in Benghazi, we're arguing around the margins, and those margins are a bunch of baloney. I got to go to break, Mark. You can hold on. I'll come back to you after the break. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm going to give you a taste of this other case, which I guarantee you haven't heard about, right after this break.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family.
Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To the low 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64.
Rolls in with Charlie.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like
I'm. Well, I hope I'm soldiering for everybody that's listening, no matter what side of the fence you may be on, because we should all be soldiering for the truth. So get past the sound bites, get past the talking points, get past the innuendos, and show it or shove it. Certainly that happened to Mr. Giuliani today. Somebody just reminded me on the text line, maybe we should reinvigorate a little Willy Wonka. Good day, sir. I say to you, good day. I mean, heck yeah. Okay, we might not get through all of the juicy bits about this case, but I'm certainly going to tell you about it. Guy was sentenced today in Arizona for threatening elections workers. His name is Mark Rizzi. He's 65 years old. Some of the stuff he said is just absolutely beyond the pale. Here are a couple of samples. He called up the chair of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, who did his constitutional duty, observed his oath, and certified the outcome of the Maricopa County election. And this was the voicemail that Mr. Rizzi, the first one, that he left for Mr. Hickman, a longtime Republican serving 10 years on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, its chairman. Hello, Mr. Hickman. I am glad that you are standing up for democracy, and I want to and want to place your hand on the Bible and say that the election was honest and fair. You may be thinking, so far, so good. So was Mr. Hickman. But the voicemail continued. I really appreciate that. When we come to lynch your stupid, lying commie blank, you'll remember that you lied on the effing Bible, he used the word, you piece of S. You're going to die, you piece of S. We're going to hang you. We're going to hang you. And by the way, this wasn't like a rage message. This guy spoke calmly and slowly. Weeks later, he called back. Okay? And he left another absolutely horrifying voice message. He also called the attorney general, long-standing Republican in Arizona, and said this. Do your job, Brnovich, or you will hang with those sons of blankety blanks in the end. We will see to it, torches and pitchforks. That's your future. Do your job. By the way, this AG basically entertained the election denier baloney. He ordered up the totally debased, illegitimate audit that, oh, what did it do? Oh, yeah, it proved that Biden won, even though it was run by a bunch of hacks. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Here's what Mr. Rissi, the defendant, had to say in court today. It was horrifying, he said, referring to having to listen to the messages that he left for these public servants. I did this. It's my fault. I accept responsibility, and I am deeply sorry. It's really a sad, sad time when us regular folks, us peons who work as public servants, like these two women in Georgia, like this county board supervisor chairman in Maricopa County, when these regular people not making a lot of money, when doing our duty to the best of our ability in good faith now becomes a matter of life and death. So today, folks, what happened was that a Trump-appointed judge sentenced Mr. Rizzi to 33 months. He's 65. 33 months in prison. You combine that with the other federal judge in Georgia today entering default judgment because people are lying and it is resulting in real psychological damage, real death threats. Judge Chutkan is getting death threats from this crazy racist in Texas. What have I been saying all along? That the words matter, y'all. And they result in violence. Tucker wants to insinuate that Donald Trump has to fear assassination. That's garbage. He walks around with a phalanx of Secret Service. He arrives in a motorcade. What about the women in Georgia, sir? Are you worried about their safety? Are you worried about the Maricopa County board supervisor? Because here's what this Trump judge had to say about these threats. This cuts to the core of how our democracy functions. I'm sentencing you today to generally deter this sort of behavior. Your wrongdoing was unambiguous and crossed a serious line. And while the Maricopa County board supervisor chairman begged for compassion and mercy for his tormentor, the judge, in sentencing him to 6 months over what the DOJ requested, said, I believe I am acting with compassion. The compassion that Trump-appointed judge is showing is compassion for regular public servants, the peons, the working folks. It's compassion for those of us who do not wish our voices and our votes to be silenced and stolen because it is advantageous to the great orange man. It is compassion for our democracy, and I ask you, use that as the litmus test for every elected official. Is the compassion that you show, the concern that you show for the due process rights of Donald Trump and his ilk, do you extend that same compassion to those two women in Georgia and to our democracy as a whole? And unless you can say you do, I suggest you show it or shove it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This has been The Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and I will break down all of this business with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. See you then. That's what champions are made of. Yeah.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.